Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。今天呢，有个好消息要告诉大家。总是有朋友问我们口语要怎么提高，英文怎么提高更快。当然了，听我们的节目就是很好的方法。那除此之外呢，上直播课，有问题直接向老师提出来，当场解决，进步就更快了。所以早安呢，免费给大家开设了中外教的直播课程。怎么参加？微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字，就能加入我们的免费直播群了。Colin 老师、Cecilia 老师，还有很多中外教，每天都在群里免费给大家上课。有英语学习的问题，也可以在群里问我们。上万人都听过我们的免费直播课了。赶快微信搜索早安英文，私信回复直播两个字参加吧。 Colin, lately I've been thinking about a really important issue.
Oh, really? What issue?
You know, people can become super rich overnight. Well, what am I going to do if I were the one? How am I going to spend all that money?
That's the thing you've been pondering over? I see why they say you are dreamy.
你难道不会想象自己要是一夜暴富的景象吗？我最近确实是陷入了深深的思考哈，但是实在有点难以想象。那这个深思我们可以用 ponder over something 来表示，就是思考某事，考虑某事。另外刚刚 Colin 说我非常的 dreamy 哈，就是爱幻想的，爱做白日梦的。
Okay, so what has come out of your considerations?
Honestly, I haven't got a clue yet because it's hard to imagine, but it's so urgent.
Urgent?Why on earth is it urgent? You've won the lottery?
并没有啊，既没有中彩票，也没有遇到拆迁。我就是读到了一篇新闻，讲的是最近凭借电影《你好，李焕英》大火，人见人爱，应该说是人见人喊妈的张小斐。
Oh, she's really come to the fore, hasn't she? I saw her news online everywhere.
That's true. Come to the fore, 字面意思就是走上前台。也就是引起关注，成为焦点。
So I'm really curious now. What is so magical about the news you saw?
那我们就来聊一聊张小斐哈，借着他来想象一下，突然爆火、暴富是一种什么样的感受。那我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Okay, so seriously,What is the news about?
其实啊，就是有网友对比了一下张小斐在电影《你好，李焕英》的几场路演当中所穿服装品牌的变化。那就在短短五天之内啊，她的服装从几百块钱的 Zara 变成了上万块的 Prada.
Girls, always fascinated by clothes, fashion, blah, blah, blah.
It's not about clothes and fashion, it's about business value.
How was that?
Alright, I'll make it easier for you. High street brand to luxury brand is like McDonald's to Michelin star restaurants.
Gotcha. But I still can't tell the difference between the brands anyway.
触及到你的知识盲区了是吧？那顺便说一下，盲区、盲点要怎么说呢？其实就是它的字面翻译 ,blind spot.
Yeah, I admit it. It's my blind spot.
那不正巧了吗？刚好我在这方面小有研究哈，我就来跟你讲讲。那刚才我们已经说到了奢侈品牌 luxury brand.
Okay, I got this one. Super expensive, enjoyable, but not essential. Maybe like Gucci or Prada.
Chanel, Louis Vuitton. 不错嘛，知道不少哈。
I'm surprised at how good I am too. Here's another one. Balenciaga, right?
Well, this might be a little tricky.But Balenciaga belongs to another category, designer brand, 也就是设计师品牌。
Right. Okay, I'm lost.
Don't worry. It is hard to tell luxury brands and designer brands apart. 奢侈品品牌和设计师品牌确实挺相似哈，但是他们在品牌历史、行业影响力、生意份额上还是会有一定的差距。
Well, actually, I'm not worried because, I'm not going to buy either of them. They are unreasonably expensive. I'm not going to spend so much money on clothes.
That's why affordable luxury brands are getting so popular these days. 就是我们说的轻奢品牌，就是指定位和价格比奢侈品牌都要低一个级别的品牌。那像大家比较熟悉的 Coach, 它就是一个轻奢品牌。
All right, So what is the other one you just said before? High street brand.
Yeah, high street brand. 字面翻译过来呢，就是高阶品牌，也叫做快消品牌，或者说是快时尚品牌啊。现在随处可见的 Zara 呀、H&M 啊，就是当中的佼佼者。
Oh, if I remember correctly, I've read somewhere that this kind of brand is not environmentally friendly, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right, because they're usually mass-produced. 这种快消品牌其实都挺不环保的。那环保用的这个短语呢是 environmentally friendly。那区别于这个 high street brand, 还有一个 street brand。
So, if it's all over the streets, it must be very cheap.
No, on the contrary, it's usually pretty expensive. 这个深受年轻群体喜爱的潮牌啊，价格一般都比较昂贵的。但是好比大名鼎鼎的 Supreme, Off-White, 这么贵还是很多人趋之若鹜。
All right, I don't get it. I feel perfectly comfortable wearing my tracksuits and sneakers bought from Nike or Adidas.
Well, then you must be a fan of mass market brand.中文叫做大众休闲品牌，像阿迪啊、耐克啊，还有专做牛仔裤的李维斯啊，都属于这个品类。
All right. Enough for clothes for today. You're not daydreaming about becoming rich just to wear luxury brands, are you?
Of course not. 那回到我们今天话题的主角张小斐哈。I am so inspired by her success, not because of her beautiful clothes, but because of the fact that she can make to the top of her career at the age of 35. Not by the height, but with her professional abilities. 这证明不作妖不炒作，好好演戏的演员也是能火的。
Yeah, I hate it when actors or actresses do a lot of hype. It will not improve the quality of their work.
Exactly.那这个 hype 就是炒作的意思，既可以做名词，也可以做动词。
Also, I think one of the great things about getting famous is that you will be able to tell who are the snobs.
Oh yeah, 这个 snob 指的就是势利小人。一个人呢，要是突然社会地位发生改变，那身边的势利小人呢就开始原形毕露哈。People who vilified her before came out and apologized. People who ignored her before now claim they are good friends.
That's how life is. Don't let the loneliness wear you down. Once you become successful, everyone will come to you.
Wow, 感觉 Colin 说了一句警示真言哈。这个 wear down 就是使挫败、使斗志消磨的意思。也就是说，当你沉寂的时候呢，不要被这种寂寞所消磨。当你功成名就之后，所有人都会向你靠近的。
Wow. Now hearing it from you, I do feel that I said something really smart.
You really did. Another great thing wealth can do to people is that it can bring people confidence. Look at Zhang Xiaofei. She's gorgeous now. I mean, she was always pretty, but now with confidence, it seems like she's shiny.
Oh, you don't need money to bring confidence to yourself.As long as you have this goal about who you want to be, what you want to achieve, and then live it out, you should be confident and proud for yourself.
Wow, Colin, 你今天怎么这么睿智，这么知性啊？这番话非常值得与各位共勉哈。无论我们现在有多少的财富，只要我们清楚自己要做什么，要成为什么样的人，并且身体力行，我们就应该为自己骄傲。好了，这期节目就到这里。最后啊，大家别忘了报名参加免费中外教直播课。只要你是英语的初中级学习者，想要快速提高自己的英语水平，就一定不要错过我们这次免费的中外教直播课了。入群限量200个名额，想进入免费直播群的，赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复“直播”就可以加入了。That's all for today's podcast. This is Cecilia. Thanks for listening.
This is Colin. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。